Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
But we begin with the mystery that has captured the world's attention, the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, a plane carrying 239 people, a Boeing 777, on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, simply gone. Vanished.
From the day the aircraft lost contact and disappeared from our radar, there's no signal being able to be detected.
As Director General of the Malaysian Department of Civil Aviation, Azharuddin Abdulrahman, in a news conference yesterday. Barbara Peterson is aviation correspondent, longtime aviation correspondent, and a contributor to Condé Nast Traveler and a friend of this program. Welcome to The Takeaway, Barbara.
It's good to be here.
How does a plane simply disappear like this?
Well, it does seem really preposterous, I know, in this day and age, when you assume that, you know, satellites are watching every move and every plane ought to be tracked 24/7, but it is actually possible. Now, what we know is that around 40 minutes into the flight, it, quote, disappeared from radar. Now, that doesn't mean really much, because that just means that the signal was lost. Every aircraft has a transponder that constantly transmits the location and the altitude and the speed. But what can happen is if it's away from a radar station and something goes wrong, and we clearly know something, but not much more than that, it can drop off the tracking system. Now, it's continuing still until something terrible happens to totally destroy the aircraft to transmit that. But it
all the way down. I mean, it was at 33,000 feet. All the way down, it must have transmitted something somewhere.
Yes, and that's why we are also hearing some other reports that maybe military radar may have picked up something after civilian air traffic control lost contact.
And a loss at sea is often unrecoverable except in shallow areas, because if you get into the deep parts of the Pacific and the Atlantic, there's no possible way of even examining the wreckage.
Well, it has happened that aircraft have been recovered from incredible depths. And the one that I'm thinking of is the closest, or could be the closest in this case, is Air France 447, which is in 2009.
And lost that in the North Atlantic, I believe.
Yes, it was in the middle of the ocean, literally. And it ended up being recovered from an enormous depth of 13,000 feet. And that took several major, very costly expeditions, deep sea effect dive to find it. And the key to all of this, though, are what they refer to as the black boxes.
Which people have been describing as relatively low-tech for our age, in that they rely on sonar and their ability to penetrate water is very, very limited.
Precisely. And if, you know, as you point out, it's 1960s technology, effectively, that we're relying on here. Now, there was a reason why we had that, because they were built to be indestructible. And by the way, they're neither black nor really a box.
Right,
But they contain both the voice recorder, which records, you know, the cockpit conversations up until the moment, you know, when it stops. And they also record a lot of vital information about the plane. Now, the point was to make them so indestructible they could, you know, survive being at the bottom of the ocean for years and fire and whatnot. However, the point is that we need the information sooner than that. And there are the means to get it, really stream it constantly during the flight.
So there are means to actually stream all of the content from the cockpit, from even the sound in the interior of the aircraft, offline to the cloud and have it recoverable almost immediately, but we just don't do that. We haven't upgraded.
Yes, exactly.
And what would that require to get all of aviation to adopt a standard like that?
Well, that is the issue, because every time there is an accident like this, and of course there aren't that many, and that's part of the problem in
right.
a sense. They're so rare, they're so few that immediately after an accident, as in the case of Air France, there's a great hue and cry for why aren't we doing this? And regulators say they're going to do it, and the industry sort of, you know, says they will go along. And then the impetus goes away. And it would be costly. Let's be honest about that. It would be costly.
Retrofitting tens of thousands of aircraft.
Yes, and it would require an additional satellite and additional bandwidth. But there are ways to do it where it could capture some, if not all, of the vital information, at least more than what we have.
A discussion that's certainly very relevant to that Malaysian aircraft, but Not much consolation for the victims, the family members who must simply wait from the disappearance of Flight 370. Barbara Peterson, longtime aviation correspondent, contributor to Condé Nast Traveler. Thanks so much.
Thank you.